Yeah. So, does it say diathermy? Okay, good. So, when your treatment notebook, it says diathermy, and what you want to write it down, the effect of diathermy is, does anybody know, this is a diathermy machine, does anybody know diathermy? Nobody? Anybody have diathermy done? Nobody? Okay, this thing that Dr. Keith is kind of playing around. You have an awesome t-shirt. Where did you get that t-shirt? You know? They should make more. They made them. I got it at the...
this bookstore?
Oh, yeah, they have made it here.
Really?
Before I graduated. So, do you guys know that Dr. Inouye drives the Well, anyhow, my mind went off. So this is a diathermy. Diathermy is my electromagnetic field, right? Like microwave. It's not a microwave, but it is like microwave, short wave, but it is a short wave. There's short wave, long wave, microwave. Okay? So this one is called short wave diathermy. Indication is usually the heat. So heat is the main indication. The question is, how do you choose this heat rather than ultrasound? Which one is more superficial? Ultrasound or diathermy? Actually, diathermy is superficial. Somebody have a problem with, do you remember that like diathermy, like did I, when I talked about herniated low back in the first or second week, do you remember I said herniated disc? Remember that?
Nope.
Yeah, so if I look at the herniated disc, what was the treatment for the herniated disc? You remember like Dr. Bastier, I said Dr. Bastier talked about it, for the herniated disc is diathermy, hydration and traction. So you should probably have that now. So I have it here at the herniated desk. It said traction, diathermy, hydration, manganese, cervical traction, deep pack, Qigong machine, trial mill, contrast hydro. Those are the things that I have. Alright? So you should kind of start making some of the point notebook as condition based. Some of it is not. That diathermy will do the deeper heat, which is herniated disc. It's pretty deep, right? So you can't really do the ultrasound to reach that to the herniated disc, but this can. Alright? So deep, and also this is more, compared to the ultrasound head, this is more on the larger surface, right? So if you want to do it on the larger surface, you want to do that too. Yeah? It's basically creating a heat, increasing the circulation to that area. It's hard to pull back with just the heat. The traction will actually help to kind of pull back in. But the heat is to basically increase the circulation.
And that helps
so a lot of times, I'm just going to go a little bit off the subject a little bit. Herniated disc is a lot of many different types of herniated disc. So there's a bulging disc, which is not considered a herniated disc. There's different type of the herniated disc, the protrusions. So a lot of times there's a protrusion that happens, and the annulus fibrosis will tear, and mucus fibrosis will come out. Protrusion, a lot of times, annulus fibrosis is stretched out, but mucus fibrosis is not out yet. But mucus fibrosis, once it's out, it's highly inflammatory. So what you want to do is you want to increase in the circulation, decrease in inflammation. So that's what it does. Getting a deeper heat and let the body to kind of calm it down. The body is an effect. If you apply something hot, what does the body do? To increase the circulation to that area, but then what does the body do though? Homeostasis is what? It's going to keep it hot? To try to cool it down by sweating or try to increasing the heat out or energy out by increasing the circulation, right? Mm-hmm. If you apply cold, what does the body do? Try to heat it up, right? So you can do the deep heat. then a lot of times it will increase the circulation to the area and make it help. So, the item, so what was I talking about? Indications. So heat, so larger area, what else would be a good? Diathermy is also good to break up the congestions, increasing the circulation. So there's any congestion, sinus congestion, lung congestion, it's really good. So somebody having lung congestions, just put this is a transthorax, you can put it like here, or you can just kind of put one and have a two of them on the chest, that's fine. Or you can have it on the face for the sinus. That's my idea, to break up the congestions and increasing the circulation. Alright? So those are the indications. What would be a contraindication? So your next line would be contraindication, Lauren.
Why can't you have it on the face but you can't have ultrasound on the face? Like around the eyes. I mean, Dr. Harry said not to use around the eyes.
Yeah, around, like, I think ultrasound is also a micro, like a mechanical effect, and you don't want to really do that. This is purely just the heat.
Short wave
diathermy. That's what will generate the heat, basically. Just the energy that being emitted, and it will create the heat. Yeah.
But no
mechanical effect. Ultrasound does have a mechanical effect, and you don't want to do that. But this one, you can do it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then, so next line will be contraindication, right? We talked about effect, we talked about indication, next thing will be contraindication. What will be a contraindication? Big four contraindications that we talked
about?
Pregnancy, yeah.
Pacemaker.
Pregnancy here.
No. Pacemaker.
No, so do not do the belly pierce. Or, like, menstrual cramp will be good, right? Heat will relax the muscle, right? But then if the person has a copper IUD, don't do it, right? What else? Any kind of metal in the joint, don't do it.
Pacemaker?
It's gonna. So, anybody has a pacemaker in this room? Anybody have like a hearing device? Okay? If they do, then don't want to do it in the same room. Okay? And then there's a tumor. So, if somebody has a breast cancer, you don't want to do it on the breast. Alright? Got it? Good.
Going to kids.
Yeah? So those will be contraindication. One thing you don't want to do is also is transcranially. So this one has have an electrical magnetic field is kind of being generated, right? If you put those two of them at the same time on the head, right? This electrical magnetic field will kind of multiply by this one, and it's going to be pretty strong, and you don't want to really do that. If you're going to do it in the head, just do the one. Okay? You can do it in the thorax or some different parts of the body, but if you're going to do it in the head, don't. You know, boil the brain. Alright? If you're going to also do it in the head, make sure to take the contact lens off. It's going to dry out. So make sure to take the contact on the head and make sure to watch out. Any other contraindications that you can think?
Fever.
So, like piercing, tongue piercing, all that, you might want to think of that for it.
Fever.
Fever is a little bit tricky. I think on your note from the Jason. Sepulda, it said a fever, but I think it's okay to actually do a fever. Mm-hmm. So with a patient with like upper respiratory infection with a fever, I think it's okay to do. Alright? Anything else though?
Bones of kids.
Bones of the kids, I think you don't want to probably don't want to directly do it, but this is more for the kids and the joint itself, I would probably do just hot contrast or something. The main thing it will be like deep heat. So a lot of times, Dr. Neary had a good result with like what type of arthritis? More osteoarthritis, like more degenerative type of arthritis. Then you have good success with these. Danielle?
I was going to ask if people are pregnant, is it bad from the operating machines?
Good question. Dr. Neary, he said that there is a study has done that is saying that I think it's either diathermy or x-ray radio tech, I don't know, technician that would actually do the procedure, and they show that it's safe. But I would, both Dr. Neary and I, myself, we think that I should just avoid it right now. I think most studies, we don't know. I think the part of our bodies, like we think we know, but a lot of times we don't know.
and I think it's better to be safe than sorry, you know, if anything happen. I mean, at this point, there's no study that's showing that diet and meal affect the baby at all. So, but we are being, like, it's the same thing with the cancer. You know, nobody has done it, like, on the breast cancer, putting a diet on and see if it's progressed or not. You know, nobody has done the study. So, we just gotta, what, as I say, what we are teaching is safe medicine. So, just make sure, if you want to learn more about it, like, Dr. Watrous in her office, you guys know Dr. Watrous, right? Dr. Dick, was it Carol, Dr. Dick? No? You guys know the OG Carol, who started the constitutional hydrotherapy, right? And the OG Carol, like Todd, Dr. Dick. Dr. Dick is the practitioner of naturopathy in Spokane, Washington. Her daughter, Dr. Leticia Watrous, is still practicing Spokane, Washington in the same clinic. So if you want to really learn, and she works with Dr. Gerald Zeff and all that, if you want to really learn, I would highly encourage you to contact her, take her advanced hydrotherapy class in the summer, and contact her and go observe. She does great.
She changed her name back to Leticia.
Okay, now Dr. Deck. So that'll be good. So kind of have that, you know, if you are really interested. And their clinic used to use the diet homing in a really powerful tool. But at that time, and I think it was really too powerful that I think it's affected those airplane system. They messed it up. So they told them that they can't use the diet homing anymore. So they started using a tool called like VitaRay. But then now I think they use the diet homing now in their office. But because these are more like, you know, small.
Sorry, that's good. Yeah. If it can affect airplane transmission, is that like a bad idea to put in your body?
Yeah, so
I don't see how this going on in basic.
Yeah. How does it fit in our medicine, right? Mm-hmm. Good question. It's good to talk about it is that sometimes our medicine seems like a little bit invasive. And it's not like you need to do that first. But, for example, some patient will come in, right? The patient will say, oh, I went to see the allopathic doctor. They recommended to my have total knee surgery, knee replacement. And they will come in and say, you go, like, you did all the things, nutrition and everything else that you do on your patient. Sorry, I'm not sure what I can help. I heard about this diathermy that it works well, but it is the electrical magnetic, and it used to be causing messing up the airplane. Now it doesn't, but it's not sure that it's really totally 100% safe. It's an electrical magnetic wave that it's, you know, creates the deep, you know, heat. But I think that might be better than surgery. Shall we try?
Yeah. That's it.
But
as students, we don't need knee surgery.
Yeah.
We're not here.
Charles, yeah.
Well, light is also electromagnetic wave. Yeah, magnetic waves, which warms you. And also cell phone signals, they tell you to turn them off in the airplane because it interferes with the plane.
That
actually is a political thing, I'm not sure. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
So we don't know if it's true. So I think
there's a lot of like head risk cancer. And benefit. You as a doctor, you need to search it and say, we've been using diathermy for a while. In the past, like, you know, 50 plus years. And we haven't had anybody having a study that's showing there's a side effect. If there is a side effect, we'll know about it, right? So how do we draw, is it safe or not? Yes, we have a clinical study that's saying that it's pretty safe to use, so let's try it. But if you still have, like, objection that, no, I believe that that's messed you up. But then at the same time, you need to say to your patient that, say, hey, I don't have anything else to offer you, so you know you might want to better have a knee surgery. You know, it's what most important thing is that to think about what's the best for the patient. It's our job to find what's the best. And if I feel like something that it's a little bit dangerous to the patient, it's risky, I'll do it myself and finding out if it is okay or not. Most of the supplements that I sell, I taste it. Most of the procedure, most of the acupuncture point that I do, I've done it on myself. Even like perineum, like needling, I've done it on myself. Even on tongue, I've done it on myself. Everything that I do, like in my office, I've done it. So I know how painful it is, I know how it feels. Diathermy is the same thing, like I've done it on myself, I'm seeing that it's safe to my patient. So I usually recommend it. It's the same thing. You got to be a doctor, and you need to think about what's the best for the patient in front of you. You can sometimes put your object, like, you know, your ideas, and that's important, what you believe in. But at the same time, you need to sometimes throw that away and say, okay, you know, this is going to contradict with my theory, but then just for you, we need to think about something else because we don't know where to go now. Let's try. I want you guys to be the doctor that will think about the patient. And it's so easy to limit ourselves. Like, we're the naturopath, we don't want to take an x-ray. There's a lot of doctors still, I'll say, we don't want to take x-ray for some of the patient. But if you, you know, some cases, there might be a cancer on the bones. You know, maybe there is some fracture on the bones. You know, there's totally different way of treating it if we know what's going on by taking x-ray. You know, there's so many things about it. Like, we can say, oh, this is bad, this is good, whatever. Stop arguing. You know, you can argue, we can argue all we want in our field, but we shouldn't argue in front of the patient or like what's the benefit for the patient. So the clinic, if you guys are going to go in the clinic, you will hear all these different stories, what's best, what. Sometimes it's the what the supervising doctor is the best is not the best for the patient. And you raise the question. And that's totally fine. If you get in trouble, come talk to me. All right? If you are thinking about truly about your patient, and if you get in trouble, come talk to me. I'll go with you, no matter who it is. Okay. Yeah, I'm start talking too much. But it just I want you guys to kind of pay attention to that. I don't want you guys to keep your mouth shut because they're a supervising doctor. Okay? Just raise the question and see. All right? So, diathermy, it'll be pretty useful. So we did talk about contraindication, right? Right? So that's good. Any contraindication, anything else that I'm forgetting? I don't think so. So now, we're going to talk about how to use it. This one is, we do have this one at the clinic. The one over there is a little bit different. The drum one, right there, and pod. So you kind of play with it, both of them. This one has both power, rate and power. Dr. Neary kind of wrote the graph over there. It's 1 to 12 on a power on the top, and then 1 to 12 on the vertical axis as a rate. And those accumulation. So between 12 times 12, that's 100% of the power that you can generate with this machine. Sometimes you can kind of change it. Dr. Neely likes to kind of start with 12 by 12. I usually don't. I usually like to go 6 by 6 and see how it goes. But it depends on the patient. If the patient can take it, a little bit more power, and then you might want to go 12 by 12. Or you might need to kind of push the body to get a little bit of boost on the healing, you might want to go 12 to 12. If you want to go a little bit more conservative, you can go with 6 by 6. Okay? There is on and off button, and also there's a start. So you can, this machine will need to a couple minutes to warm it up. So spend a couple minutes to warm it up, and then turn it on. So turn on the machine and then start. This is, I don't know, don't ask me about all the physics about this, the bulb. Hot, whatever the way that these, they have those, I don't know, like a circuit, you know, with the energy basically will lighten up the bulb. So we're going to start it. And right now, it's, let's see. So what I'm making like weird noise here. So 6 by 6, I'm going to bring this up and see there's light. I'm not touching it. So basically, there's energy that's creating from here to here. So it's amazing that how much, I guess, there's some electricity going around here, right? I don't feel it anything, but, you know, it's kind of weird to see the light bulbs lighting up. So that's like 6 by 6. So if it goes like, if I go 12 by 12, let's see how far it comes out. So it's right here. That's clearly the difference is about like 3 inches or so further out. And if I go up, it's pretty bright.
Jeez,
light, right?
Yeah.
So it's the energy field are getting close, you know, getting as it gets closer, it's more powerful it is. What you want to do is that when you're applying on the patient, you want to have like one towel is like on the patient, and then
put this on top of it. So you want to just kind of have your face like right there. Right? Any treatment time? How long you want to go?
12 minutes.
12 minutes? That's fine. 12, 20 minutes? That's fine.
Yeah,
20, that's fine. That it's a time, so the insurance company is a time increment of 15 minutes. So you definitely want to do 8 minutes. If you do 8 minutes, you can charge us 15 minutes.
Seven and a half.
Seriously? You get it. No, even like a reimbursement could be a $10, but $10, I mean, it's go add up, okay? So that's how you're going to do it, right? Good? So if you're gonna do it, it's better to be on the skin. So if I have an elbow pain, put the towels and then put this. Why do I put the towel?
Because you don't get your sweat on.
Exactly. Well, what is the sweat? Is the sweat if there is water? So if I do have water here, then kind of
absorb it.
This is yeah. So like if I do have like some kind of water. Yeah. So it's gonna basically heat up the water and it's gonna burn the patient. So don't do that. Right. So make sure that's why like you want to have a towel on and put it up. Sounds good. Yep. Right. Any questions? Dietary and it's making me crazy. What?
Said normally doesn't.
Yeah, that might be not a good idea.
Yeah. Did you get action first?
I don't think you get a hot tooth, but if you do get a hot tooth, stop it.
Yeah.
Not a good thing. Right? So let's do the constitutional hydro and then ultrasound and diathermy, and I'll take you guys upstairs and I'll tell you. And then today, one of the TA, how many people know Dr. Mm-hmm. Bill Mitchell? The founder?
Yeah. I've heard his name.
He was a great guy. He taught some of our classes. He had this tincture called seven chakra tinctures. So these are the, this is a seven, so one of the TA actually went to the bot med department and kind of made this tincture. So what I want you guys to do, if you're okay with alcohol and if you want to try something new, kind of put it on the hand and just kind of taste it and just kind of feel it. And it's a good tincture. It's pretty powerful. I use it on my patient a lot. And I want you guys to kind of start tasting it. And what I'm going to do is that don't tell other sections, except my sections, that I'm going to start bringing in teas. And I want to kind of start you guys to kind of incorporate botany and other aspects of medicine. And some of these things is that you guys know for sure that you're not, you don't get exposure to it. But these are the things that I don't want you guys to forget. The practitioners that before us, they put a lot of work, and there's a lot of wisdom to it. So just feel it, and if you're not good with bot med, just play with it. And they have a lot of things. So, alright?
Cool, man.
Good, let's break it up, let's do it. And I'll just kind of pass around. So
break
it up. Taste it.
There's two lamps.
I know. So I thought we were going up next week, but it sounded like he was going to walk us up this week.
Walk through this week?
Walk through and then do it. I gotcha.
You
want
to try this today?
I gotcha.
Yeah.